Let's face it, life is hard. You know what I mean. You want to win at work, but you're struggling to survive at home. You want to make your wife happy, but you have your own personal demons you have to battle with every single day. Trying to provide for your family financially, and at the same time not knowing exactly how to protect and lead them spiritually. But do you know the only thing that's harder than trying to succeed as a man? Is when you're trying to do it alone. That's why at Real Men Connect, we're offering to do life with you. We have a unique and private program called the Real Men 300 that's designed to help you win at what matters most to you. Like having a personal relationship with God, having a stronger marriage, leading your family well, winning and living your God-given purpose at work, and leaving a legacy that will matter in eternity. In the Real Men 300, we promise you three things. One, you will never have to do life alone again. Two, you won't ever get left behind, no matter how much you're struggling. And three, not only will you learn how to win as a man, you'll learn how to lead other men to victory as well, guaranteed. However, you can't just join the Real Men 300. You have to apply, because we screen every man, and space is limited in this private and exclusive brotherhood. So to find out more and to see if you qualify, just go to realmen300.com. Because life's not easy, but it can get better when you choose to do it together with men you can trust, who won't judge you, but will hold you accountable and encourage you as a man. So apply today at realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men do what's best for them, not just what feels good to them. I like that. Real men do what's best for them, not just what feels good to them. I don't know if you remember, but director Spike Lee, way back in 1989, made a movie called Do the Right Thing. Now, I love the title of that movie because whether you're a believer or a non-believer, most men you know want to do the right thing. Now, as husbands, fathers, and spiritual leaders, we have a huge responsibility to make decisions that can have a huge impact on our families. We're talking about personally, professionally, financially, socially, and even spiritually. And when it comes down to doing the right thing, it's not always a matter of just wanting to do the right thing, but actually knowing the right thing to do. Just think about it. What if you have to make decisions like whether or not you should homeschool your children? How you should discipline a disobedient child? Should you or your wife take on a second job? Should you take a job promotion that requires you to relocate your family? Is it okay to fudge the numbers a little on your taxes? When should you push that adult child out of the nest? Should you leave your current church home and find another? Should you get a divorce after your wife commits adultery? Should you tell your wife about the sins of your past? Now, I think you get the point. And what if the right thing to do isn't so clear? What if there are several right choices? What if all the options seem to be beneficial? How do you decide which one is best? See, instead of do the right thing, maybe Spike Lee should have created a movie called How to Choose the Right Thing to Do. The great news is that the Bible isn't silent on this topic, and thank goodness. In fact, there are several scriptures that give us advice on choosing the right thing to do. One of my favorites is James 1:5. He says in James, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him and he will gladly tell you, for he is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. He will not resent it. I love that. So I asked God for wisdom and help men make wise choices. And he gave me five questions to always ask myself. And I want to share those five questions with you this week so you can use them to help guide you in making right choices for you and your family. By the way, this isn't theoretical. I've actually applied these questions in my own life. Now, not as consistently as I probably should, but I'm getting better. So pray for me, okay? Although some of the choices and options you face in life may be tough, serious, or downright scary, I believe if you apply these five questions to help guide your decisions, you will walk away with peace knowing that you are spirit-led and not flesh-driven. See, that's the real challenge when you're facing multiple right choices. As humans, as men, we're more inclined to do what feels good to us rather than what's best for us. So I want to warn you ahead of time, none of these questions are concerned about how we feel and what we want as men, but rather about what God wants for us as men. So here's the first question you should ask yourself when facing a tough decision. First, does this choice or decision line up with God's word? See, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is breathed by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Isn't that what we want? Righteousness? And it goes on to say that the man of God may be competent and equipped for every good work. Now, if you're praying to be led by the Holy Spirit and making a tough decision, and I hope you are, understand that God is never going to lead you to an answer that contradicts his word. See, he wants and desires the best for you. So the choice you make should always draw you closer to him, not separate you from him. But you can't know if the choice you're about to make lines up with God's word unless you're consistently reading his word. And we as men need to do that daily if we want to spiritually lead our families the right way. Now, the second question you should ask yourself when facing a tough decision is, does the choice make you depend on God more? Does it require you to trust him more? In other words, have more faith. Now, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I love Matthew 6, 33. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Don't you love that? And that always includes God's best for you. So does your choice cause you to depend on God more or less? Will it cause you to rely more on your own strength or his? Now, the third question to ask yourself when making a tough decision is, will this choice expand God's kingdom here on earth? In other words, will the choice you're about to make draw others closer to him, make others seek him and want to know more about him? Remember, our choice is not just about us and our kingdom, but it's about God and his. When we pray, we don't say, my kingdom come, my will be done. I hope that's not what we're saying. We say, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God wants to see his kingdom expanded here on earth, not ours. So will your choice help him do that, either right now or in the near future? Now, the fourth question to ask yourself when making a tough decision is, will God reward your choice in eternity? In other words, will your choice bring you an eternal reward in heaven, or even, will it even matter in eternity? Now, I know that sounds all deep and spiritual, but it's really not. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:26, for what benefit is it for a man to gain the world, yet forfeit his soul? Know that not all your decisions will have eternal consequences, but you can intentionally make sure that more of them do. And God wants us to think more eternal, not temporal. Salvation is free, but rewards from God isn't. It's going to cost us something. Revelation 22:12 says, behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. So is what you're about to do, the choice and the sacrifice you're about to make, will it reap a reward in heaven? Will it even matter in eternity? Now, last but certainly not least, the fifth question to ask yourself when you're making a tough decision is, will your choice glorify God and make him smile? In other words, will he delight in it? Will it be pleasing to him? See, the reason God created us was for his pleasure and to be in relationship with us. Everything we do, say, and think should be to glorify him. Now, of course, we don't always do that, but that should be the desires of our heart. At least that's what I want it to be for mine. How about you? Remember, we're real men. We do what's best for us, not what just feels good to us. All for the glory of God. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. If you found it helpful, please share this episode with others. You know sharing is always caring. And don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. Now, check this one out. This came from, I say it says here, Too Crass. Okay, we'll go with that one. This is a wonderful podcast geared towards fathers and men of faith. If you want to be a better father or even have questions about how faith and fatherhood play a role in our lives, I truly recommend this podcast. Thank you, Too Crass, for that. I really appreciate it. And each week we try to share a different one, and I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I just may read yours on the air. So go right ahead, take about 30 seconds or so, and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. And I am thankful for each and every listener out there. Guys, you are a blessing to me. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.
Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. If this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. Just go to RealMenConnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving.